What a beautiful world we live. Welcome to the Be Your Best Brave podcast. This is podcast number 2, and I am your host, Celeste Bernard. I am so excited to be with you today. Today is something, a topic we're going to talk about that is very near and dear to my heart. Today's topic is about examining our motives. Open your Bible with me. Today I'm going to read from several scriptures, but the first one I'm going to start with is in Proverbs. We're going to read from Proverbs 16:2. I hope you have your cup of coffee, your candle lit, your journal and your pen ready. Go ahead and pause it at any point if you want to write down the scriptures or the questions that we'll be going over. Proverbs 16:2, and this is from the New Living Translation, says this: "People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives." Throughout the year, I am continually asking the Lord to examine my motives and to remind me why I do what I do. I am asking him to show me, Lord, show me if there's any selfish ambition, if there's any just impure motives, if there's anything that continually points to myself and not to you. I'm asking the Lord, show me, because I want my motives to be pure. And I know that he can bless that and he can work with that. See, the Lord already knows our heart. So he wants us to examine our motives. And I looked up the definition of motives, and this is what it says. Motives is a reason for doing something, especially one that is hidden or not obvious. It's like if you have selfish ambition or pride. I believe that we should all examine our hearts and ask the Lord to reveal our inner motives. I believe this is especially important for anyone that God's going to use, whether it be in ministry, as a writer, as a speaker, a blogger, if you're serving in any area in the church, in the nursery, with kids, if you're doing a Bible study, whatever the area of ministry is, I believe it's such an important question that we need to ask ourselves. What is my motive? So I have a couple questions I want you guys to be thinking about today as we go over some scripture. Number one, do you care too much about what other people think? Do you make a lot of your decisions and your choices on, you know, worrying or wondering what other people are going to think of you or think of it? The second question I have is, are you trying to impress others? Very similar to number one, are you trying to impress others? Are you very driven and focused on how many likes you're going to get on Facebook or Instagram, how many followers you have on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest? And that's another topic for another day, because obviously social media is important to get the word out there, especially if you have something that you feel like God's put on your heart. You do want as many people as possible to be able to hear that. But today we're talking about our inner motives. The third question I would ask you today is, by what you're doing, are you pointing people to you or are you pointing people to him? Now, these are all great questions that I have to ask myself. I'm going to read to you Matthew 6:1. Do not do your good works in order to be seen by others. Do not do your good works in order to be seen by others. So it's talking about the motive. Are you going out there, you know, doing all these good things so that people see you and they give you applause? And I mean, truly, that is your reward if that's your motive. I love what Joyce Meyer says. She says that we should take every compliment and give it to God like a bouquet of flowers, and that we should confess every day, Lord, I am nothing without you. I can't do anything without you. She goes on to say that this reminds us to give God the credit for anything we do so that he gets all the glory. You know, I am fully aware that everything I'm doing has to be God. Otherwise, I will try to do things in my own strength. And honestly, let's just be real, I will probably at some point fail miserably. My personality can only take me so far. I know that I know that I know that it has to be God. It has to. I want us to turn our attention right now to a story in the Old Testament. If you would go to Genesis 11, or at least write it down in your journal, Genesis 11. In that chapter, we read about the families of the sons of Noah. They were worried that they might be scattered, and if they were dispersed by the Lord, that they wouldn't be able to achieve the greatness that they desired. In Genesis 11:4, it says this, "Then they said, 'Come, let's build a great city for ourselves with a tower that reaches into the sky. This will make us famous and keep us from being scattered all over the world.'" See, the people wanted to build a great city for who? For themselves. A huge tower that could reach the sky. They wanted to make a name for themselves and become famous. That's right. The Bible says it. They wanted to become famous. The Lord knew their heart. They were motivated by pride and they were motivated by arrogance. And if you read on in that chapter, it actually backfired on them because the Lord actually gave them all a different language and he scattered them. We also read in Mark 9:34 where the disciples were arguing over which of them was the greatest. Sound like anybody you know today? Then in Mark 10:37, we read about James and John. James and John were wanting to sit on the right and on the left of Jesus in places of honor. And in verses 44 through 45, Jesus reminded them, and he reminds us, that in order to be great in God's kingdom, we mustn't be served, but we must be the ones that serve. We are to give our lives away. Also, in James 4:3, and this is the New Living Translation, it says, "Even when you ask," talking about prayer, "even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure." In 1 Corinthians 4:5, we read that God will bring our darkest secrets to light and will reveal our private motives. Kind of scary, huh? He's going to bring all of our darkest secrets to light and he's going to reveal all of our private motives. So this week, I want us to ask ourselves, and you can go ahead and write these down in your journal, what is my motive for, you fill in the blank here, what is my motive for wanting to help out of the church? What is my motive for wanting to speak, wanting to write? What is my motive for, and then you fill in the blank. You know, whenever we do something in hopes for the applause of man, we will often be left very disappointed. Is my motive to be seen, or is it just to serve because I love God and I want to use my gifts to bring him glory? The next question I want to ask you, is it to make my name great or his name? Is what I'm doing pointing back to him? And then the final thing I want to ask you is this, am I desiring to give him all the glory or do I want the glory for myself? 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says this, "Our purpose is to please God. He alone examines the motives of our heart. We don't try to please people, but God who tests our motives." And then the last scripture that I'm going to end it with is Colossians 3:23, and this is one of my favorites. "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." Man, if we could just get that scripture, if we could just think about that. Whatever we're doing, it's not to please a person. Ultimately, whatever we do, it's to please the Lord. Even when we're serving our husband and our kids and our friendships, our relationships, whatever we're doing, it's not really for people. It's actually like we're working unto the Lord. We do it to bring him glory. Everything we say, everything we do, our lives is for him. So when you have a boss that's really upsetting you and you're having a hard day, try to remember that one, that we're working ultimately for the Lord rather than for people. I love this from Joyce Myers. She says, "God is not concerned with what we do as much as why we do it." So with that, we're going to go ahead and close it out in prayer. Father God, we come before you, and I just pray that you would search our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would help us to serve and to live and to love with pure motives. And right now, God, I just ask that if there is any selfish ambition in us, would you gently reveal it so that we can surrender that area to you? Lord, give us a pure heart with pure motives, that our lives would point to you and bring you all the glory. God, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for this week. I pray that you've gotten something out of this to think about and chew on this week. May you find joy in your journey and be your very best brave. God bless you. We'll see you next week.